Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
It's time for Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Second and 7. Irving breaks it back. Wake Moore bounces it outside. He's got a burst. Bucky Irving down the sideline.
Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company.
Ben takes the shotgun snap. Bill Branson throws down the right sideline. An over-the-shoulder catch by Harrison. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Beavers!
Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
Football is so fun. This is our job. That's crazy. It's so fun.
Now, here are your Football Sunday hosts, Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher, on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
You're about to get it right there.
You're about to get this.
No, don't say that. I'm not scared of you.
Morning, welcome into Football Sunday, the last Football Sunday of October. Joe Fisher right here. I got Rashad Taylor across the faux marble table, and then across the glass, Jordan the Don Schultz Schultzy. Two nicknames.
I'll take it.
A couple cool nicknames, too.
Yeah, I just have Rashad.
The Don, Jordan.
Appreciate that.
The Don and Schultzy. I don't even have anything for you.
I don't have anything cool.
Shod?
Yeah, don't do that.
Because if you get like Rash, it's like, why would your nickname be
Rash? Yeah, no, hey, Rash,
don't
no.
Don't do that either. Yeah.
No.
It's okay.
Rash!
I'm just one of those guys that just doesn't, you know, doesn't have a nickname.
I mean, R. Floyd would work. You know, I don't know. Like
just, R. Floyd?
I'm just trying to come up with like a name and then like, I don't know, add your street or just come up with any combination and see.
Yeah.
Like, because you Rashad.
And my first
Taylor
name is R, like what starts with an R, which is like such an odd, you know, letter to like have like a nickname for like, hey, RJ.
Yeah.
Or anything. It's just such a,
whoa.
It sounds weird.
I mean, one of our best texters is RJ.
Yeah. Shout out to RJ. Yeah,
come on now.
Yeah, but still, it's like
it
doesn't work.
Super
it doesn't
name.
Work for me. It doesn't work for me for whatever reason. So my uncle called me Slim because I was skinny forever.
That will work
up until, you know, I wasn't anymore, but
You're not like you're like a normal size. If you were like really really fat, I guess you could be called slim as a joke. Right?
Yeah, kind of ironically.
Yeah.
And everything.
Oh yeah, tiny,
like tiny. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's I'm trying not to be as fat anymore. I've lost like almost 65 pounds.
Hey,
like, dude.
Guys, I told you guys, man. I'm not with a this whole being fat thing wasn't for me.
Well,
like, I'm just being.
When
honest.
Do you get married again?
June.
Okay,
June
well,
1st.
You know, enjoy it while you have it now, because as far as I know, getting married, that's when you cross that threshold.
Does that mean you gain weight?
Yeah, you give up at that point.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to do that. You know, like I said, when you've been slim, like your whole life, being fat is weird.
Oh, I went through it a couple of years ago, but I mean, I had someone, they remarked, man, that, those swim trunks are looking a little tight there, Joe. Kind of bursting at the seams. I was like, yeah.
These fit different.
Yeah.
I mean, the Hoochie Daddy shorts all of a sudden.
That was like 4th of July a few years ago. And I was like, you guys got a scale by chance? And
yeah.
I can go check out. And
you guys
jumped up there. I was like, whoa.
Oh, okay. When you see that,
when you got this slim, slender frame at 215, all right.
You were 215?
I think I was at 215, 220, somewhere
Jeez.
Around there.
Jeez. I don't see, because for those of you who have never seen Joe, and most of you have never seen us like in real
you
life.
You will
like,
shortly.
Yeah.
Soon enough, in a couple weeks, once we get our YouTube situation figured out. We showed up this morning in just black screens on the cameras. So
yeah.
I figured we couldn't go live if you couldn't. See anything. So.
Start going live from Twitch or something like that.
You guys are describing like my life is like 14 plus on, essentially. Just like, oh, that chubby feeling of clothes. Or like chubby feeling of clothes like tight on you. Like,
hey, man.
It's like I'm... you guys, you're complaining to them.
But no, but here's the cool part about being like, when you're a bigger guy, a bigger kid and everything like that, like when you slim down, like the way people talk to you when you get old, like when you're, it's the same words.
Yeah.
It's just different, right? So, like when you're big and slim down, people are like,
nothing
man,
like, a,
wow, man.
Nothing
what
like
are you
a
doing?
Comeback
what have you been
story.
Doing?
I've seen a couple of those people. One of my best friends growing up, he was a bit bigger growing up through elementary and middle school. And then I moved away. And so didn't see him as much. And then I ran back into him with college through some mutual friends. Dude was looking good. Like, it was not the same guy that I'd known for years. And it's like, yeah, it's almost good to have that situation.
Yeah.
Cause then you're like, yeah, what's up? What now?
Yeah.
What do you got to say?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like when you saw,
I look good, huh?
And when you saw your man, it was probably like, man, okay. Like, what have you been doing? Like,
yeah.
But when you're other way, when you're small and you get big, it's the same conversation, but it's like, man, what have you been doing? Like, you good? Like,
this reminds me of a girl that, I remember from middle school, high school, and I went to Tualatin and then moved to Sherwood after eighth grade.
Shout out to Tualatin and Sherwood.
Yeah, Tualatin Sherwood Road connects the two cities. How about that? Tualatin,
Is it really?
Yeah, there's a you don't venture to the west side. Too
not
often.
You know not
west side
whole,
suburbia.
Not a whole bunch, man. I'd like to get there more.
Except,
though.
That is a thing,
except man. Newburgh, and then you don't call me. I mean, that's
one time.
I moved away from Tualatin, and then I ran into this girl years later. And let's just say that the glow up over that
so
4 to 5 year time frame, big changes.
So real.
Big changes. And when I mean big, I mean big changes. And let's just say that I was hoping that I was like, man, I really hope I was nice to her in middle school. Once you see her 5 years after that time passes and you're adults, you're like, oh, hey, how's it going? Was I rude to you?
Yeah. Was
no?
I, you know,
do I have a chance here?
All you just hope is like, man, I wasn't a jerk to you, was I? Like, okay. And then, no, you were super nice. Okay, good.
Oh,
nice.
Man.
Okay.
How are you? You got a boyfriend? I mean, what's going on?
You guys are pigs.
Okay.
What?
I'm a pig too, but you guys are holy
level. Talking about.
No. I was always been a nice dude. I've never tried not to be mean to girls or
you know,
anything like
sleep,
that or
sleep
try
with
to be
a fat
jerk.
Person.
Total
just
total dirtbag over here.
Hey,
just do it. Just,
hey,
just do it. Don't. It doesn't have to be like every skinny person walking
oh, hey,
through
listen,
the door. No,
listen.
You know what? The fat person could probably give you a good time.
So
too.
Listen, just, there's
oh.
some studies out there that say that bigger people are actually better in bed.
Really?
You know, yeah, there's some for whatever reason. Nobody ever says, man, I just want a skinny guy to cuddle up with. Like, that's never That's never been said. A lot of ladies these days are looking for a teddy bear type to cuddle up with, especially as now we're in cuddle season.
One of my really, really good friends in high school, you know, he was part of the local Sherwood rap scene. Let's just say that it's huge.
Bars.
Oh, man. You know, the amount of talent that comes out of there. And Sherwood, as
headliners.
Far as it's insane. It's insane.
Pistols in Private School. I love it. That's the name of the album.
don't ask me to go through the list. It's just so extensive.
In my backyard, outside my pool.
But I will give this man credit. If you ever asked him to freestyle on the spot, it was magical. It was an out of body experience.
That's a hard thing to do.
Oh, dude, it was amazing. But a lot of his lyrics had mentions of, you know, loving the bigger chicks. That was his thing. We thought it was just kind of like a shtick for his songs. Oh, no. He is, his track record speaks for itself at this point. Man stands by his word, I'm happy for him.
There are a lot of guys that love a BBW. Shout out to all the BBWs out there. You know, one of the most searched porn categories you'll find is BBW, man. So shout out to,
have you ever looked at those maps? Those like Pornhub maps that say like who, what states search the most.
Oh, and,
like
yeah,
they come out every
charts.
Year. They release them. Like
I have not.
Like what is biggest in what?
I'd be
area
curious to know what Oregon's the biggest search is.
Yeah, I can pull it up. I don't know it off the top of my head.
I just saw this and I feel like it was extra weird because it's Oregon and I'm not surprised. But even beyond like you know, what's that Kendrick Lamar like? Be humble, sit down. He says, "Give me some you know authentic stretch marks." That's really like beyond like
good reference
shape and specific like you
what
know.
What a pull by Jordan right
look
there.
At
weights
him.
Or whatever.
Yeah, in his bag today.
Well, I'm just trying to say, like, yo, like, we're whatever size you are, you think you're too small, you think you're too big. Hey, as long as you're natural to yourself, it's all good, baby.
Hey, listen, I think we can agree thick with two C's has been in over the last 5 to 6 years.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it should have been in over the last 50,
five to six decades, you know, for depending on who we're talking to. It's crazy. Like I have a lot of white friends, lots of white friends. Grew up in Portland, so there you go.
But
you know, but white guys.
Then why
are
you in Sherwood? Why are you hanging out in West Suburbia, bro?
No, you know, honestly, you are like the first friend I actually have that lives in Sherwood, like for sure. Like
well, I live in
and
Wilsonville.
Lives in Wilsonville. Like if I'm going to Wilsonville, we're going to Bullwinkle's.
I got to represent Newburgh
you know?
Now.
Yeah,
I got to represent the set.
Seriously, even in Newburgh, like you're the only person that I would go kick it with, like out in Newburgh. So when you're like, hey man, I'm having a party. Yeah, I guess who's going to be in Newburgh?
I actually just went wine tasting last weekend for the
look
first
at you
time.
Fancy man.
Yeah, no, I mean being in Newburgh now and just in that area my whole life, I'd never gone. And I mean, it's not something I've really like sought out to like. Hey, let's get a group together and let's go out.
You're
like,
going
to
be
know.
There. I'm telling you, you're already like into golf.
But if someone wants like to plan that, you know, plan the wine tasting, you know, some shoot boards, some charcuterie boards.
You're
going to
be that guy.
Lean into my whiteness. So, yeah, my wife and I were at a winery Halloween karaoke party last night.
That's a lot of things happening.
It was. And they were all
winery,
very, very
Halloween
white.
Karaoke party.
Three really cool things, though, for being real.
Four.
You know, like, yeah.
Winery, Halloween, karaoke
and party.
Party.
Yeah.
Party. Yeah.
What, I like fun. It.
What a combo.
What'd you sing?
I wish I would have seen that.
Feeling good. I'm like, God, sorry. A little too hungover this morning.
Okay.
That's a classic one. I love me some Buble. Saw him live. That was fantastic.
I've seen him have like five times.
I'm not amazing. Surprised. That doesn't surprise me at all. If you want to interact with the show, Vancouver 4 text line. All texts to the fan are via the Vancouver 4 text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. Treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. Football stuff happened yesterday. Football.
I lost a lot of money.
Oh, yeah? Did you? Was it that type of weekend?
At least, I guess I could save myself today, but yeah, it was that type of Saturday.
That's unfortunate. Well, it was that type of Saturday for some teams, and then others it was not. We're obviously going to do what we do and start in the state of Oregon with the Ducks and the Beavers. We'll then take a look at the entire Pac-12 slate. Then as we kick off the NFL 10 a.m. Sunday window, it's time to look at some NFL, and that time we, of course, have Who Do You Love? And then we'll probably end the show like we do during this time of year with 5 minutes on the Blazers. Maybe 2 to 3.
Maybe one.
Some
one
scoot
or two.
Talk.
Some
scoot.
Are you sure you don't want to really break down these first couple games?
Yeah, also, I was at the opening game.
Orlando?
Oh, against Orlando, yeah.
It's going to be a long year.
He missed Cooley. He was there too.
Was he?
Yeah. Man.
Orlando only won by, I think, 5.
They did, but it looked really bad for a little bit.
I think Portland would have won that game if they had one more talented player. And I'm not trying to do a sneak reference.
No, if Ant would have been on the floor, I think you get that game. Exactly. Yeah.
Is that our Blazers breakdown right there?
There it is.
Done.
Thank you for 30 listening.
30 seconds.
I believe this is the Blazer season.
Yeah.
Pretty accurate.
Like in a nutshell.
I'm trying to remember that we have the drop board.
What was the over-under? 23.5 for them this year?
Wins?
Yeah. It's something. It was either 30 or 20.
I thought it was like 26.5 or something like that. I could be wrong, though.
Hey, if without Ant for 4 to 6 weeks.
They could go down to 23.
It could be closer to 2023.
And then the season will be like this?
Yeah, a wet one.
Yeah, man, you get to December in the in-season tournament. That's going to be a wet one for Portland.
Oh, the in-season tournament?
Does it start like next week?
I feel like they filmed that commercial that you've even seen with like guns pointed at them, like act like you care.
Yeah,
act
man, like you it's care. Gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
I am curious how this is gonna play out, though. I want to see if I'm gonna be excited for the championship game, stuff like that. I'm curious to see that. Like, we're talking a lot of ish about it now, but when we get to that point in December, I'm pretty sure most of us will be gathered around our TVs trying to see how this all kind of plays out.
Well, we can dive into it, or we don't have to, but like LeBron already ditched his minutes limit in game 2, you know, to get that win against, I think it was Phoenix on Thursday or Friday. So,
right.
So we've already seen LeBron, who has been accused of being one of these softer, I need to sit on my, you know, ass players before.
Dude's 40.
He's 38. He's not quite there yet. He's 2 years away, like, and he is still being paid like a 33-year-old superstar. So, anyway, I digress.
Yeah,
he gave me the nicest, longest piece of meat. So good.
What? Rashad.
That's an old classic. I thought we got rid of that, guys. Okay. All right.
I thought we scrubbed that from the system.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Delete.
No, save. Embed it into the hard drive and don't ever let it leave. All right. Do we want to start on a positive note or a negative note?
I say let's get the bad stuff out of the way.
Get the bad out of the way.
Yeah,
okay. Then not? I feel like you know what we're going to talk about to start the show off. Oregon State, they take the L last night down in the desert against Arizona. Boy, a lot to talk about from this one. Tough, tough loss for the Beavers. Let's break it down. Next, we got Jordan Schultz, Rashad Taylor, Joe Fisher. This is Football Sunday brought to you by Grillworks Supply Co. We get to it next. Beavers lose on Saturday to the Arizona Wildcats. Or is it the Bearcats?
It's the Wildcats. Okay. The Bearcats is the Cincinnati team, I believe.
Do they do bear
what's
down?
What's a Bearcat?
That's a great question.
Don't they say bear down?
Probably. I don't care about Cincinnati football. I barely care about the Reds. Why the hell would I care about Cincinnati football?
Good pun with the bear. All right, Oregon State, they lose. We talk about it next. Football Sunday here on The Fan.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Again, if you want to interact, Vancouver Ford text line. Someone said that was a fun opening seggy. Yeah.
That's what we do here.
Appreciate it.
You know, we try to have fun. We try to keep it real light.
I'm trying to, because I'm playing golf later today at Elk Ridge, and that could go from being fun to not fun really quick, so let's liven the mood as much as possible right now before I'm snapping my 5-hybrid over a tree stump.
Well, I'm sure this next topic will, you know, get you real excited.
I mean,
you can act like you're not, but the joy in your voice when you were like, they lost. Hey guys,
listen, like, I love it. I love it when Oregon State is good. It's good for this area. It helps everybody. I feel it adds to
100%.
The football season when you got both teams in the state playing well. But listen, when you see Oregon State stubbed their toe in the way they did last night, my external reaction is, oh no, baby, what are you doing?
What are you doing, baby?
Guys, I'm like, come on. But it's a little funny. I mean,
ooh,
come on,
baby,
you know.
What did you do?
If Oregon does that, do you think Oregon State fans and Beaver fans are like, dang, Oregon?
No. I mean, it's very different because Oregon's big brother. So,
coincidentally, last time Arizona had a top 25 win at home, I believe, was against Oregon.
Yep.
5 years ago to the date yesterday.
That's crazy.
I remember being at a Halloween party dressed as Andy Reid. That's me in my Twitter picture. And not paying attention to that game at all because Arizona basically took Oregon behind the woodshed that game. So Oregon State, boy, they had their chances in this game. And where points were a premium yesterday, they had one chance in particular that is going to be talked about all week, not just here locally. I mean, there was a lot of national folks that were absolutely tearing apart the Beavers and Jonathan Smith and their decision to end the first half. It was tied 10-10. That was only their fourth possession of the game. Points, they're coming at a premium in this one. Final was 27-24 to Arizona. And you notice that it was a 3-point difference. Well, at the end of the first half, as the Beavers are about to go into the halftime locker room, they line up for a field goal. About 3-4 seconds left. I believe they're at their, at the 28, 27, somewhere around that region. And coming out of the timeout, which, by the way, ESPN drove me absolutely nuts with this. With only 3 seconds left, they took a full-blown media timeout for like 3 minutes to come back to that field goal. And then what happened was Oregon State decided to fake the field goal. To the kicker's credit, he gets it to like the 7-8 yard line, but there's no time left on the clock. That's it. That's the half. No points for Oregon State.
It's a do-or-die situation for them.
Listen, when you're agreeing with Rod Gilmore on the broadcast, when, you know, that whole meme, the worst person you know makes a great point, when your 10-year-old son is watching the game, and it's like, yeah, what are they doing? That's how you know you effed up.
No. And you know, if you're Jonathan Smith, you know it too. At the end of the game, he was quoted by saying, I just rolled the dice on that one in hindsight. It was not good.
It was a bad call, I'm pretty sure he said. Dude, it was like, and then again, the second half, it plays out, and to the Beavers' credit, they force a fumble. They take the lead. They're up, I believe, 17-13 at one point. You have the momentum right there. DJ, you was looking somewhat decent, and then at that point, you could not do anything. Your drives stall out, and then your defense gives up two straight touchdown drives to Arizona and Noah Fifita. And, you know, I want to give this Arizona team credit because they have locked down now for four straight weeks. Very good quarterbacks.
Great offenses.
I mean, I believe before DJU threw that two touchdowns last night, they had only given up one touchdown pass to Shedeur Sanders, Caleb Williams, and then Michael Penix. Like in their last three games, they're playing some great quarterbacks. And then you can double check on the Shedeur Colorado. It could be a different quarterback that I'm spacing on. But Arizona's secondary the last few weeks has been locked down. And really before that last drive for Oregon State, DJ Yui went 4 for 4, 75 yards under a minute. He was, I believe, 12 of 26 in the game. Like, it was tough sledding. I mean, didn't get have a 100-yard rusher for Oregon State. Very out of characteristic game, and that's what happens when you go down to the desert, go to Arizona for a night game. Like, I believe Dirt was saying last week, he said he doesn't want anything to do with Arizona this year, especially a night game down there. Like, you know, Beavers lost this one, but listen, the way Arizona's been playing this year, home game, night game, back-to-back top 25 wins for them now, doesn't surprise me.
They're the best. Arizona's the best 5-win team in the country, more than likely. Like, I can
say
that.
Take a look, but I mean, man, they've been playing great. I mean,
you look at their
very
schedule.
Unexpectedly great football. Jed Fish has got them going. They had a top 25 recruiting class a year or so ago. They've been great.
This is how you redeem yourself after a terrible season last year, though. You come out and you play really hard against some great teams. Like, their past four games have been against top 20 teams. Last four games,
yeah,
have been against
dude.
Top 20 teams. They played Michael Penix. They obviously took an L there, but they
it's
only
Cam
lost.
Ward in Washington State. It was
yeah,
not
Cam
a
Ward.
Colorado,
yeah, Cam Ward. Then you get Caleb Williams. Like, you get all the guys right there, and you're able to come out with a great win against Washington State. You know, a blowout win against Washington State, and then you follow that up with a great win at home against Oregon State. Like, nobody saw Arizona's season going like this. At all, and especially to beat some of the teams that you've actually been able to beat at this point. Arizona's not to be played with. And we saw a lot of this from Oregon State last year. It's like, oh, holy hell. Like, Oregon State's coming. They're competing. They're in the game until the very end, and they're pulling some of those games out. Yesterday was one of those things to where, and here's the cool part. You look at the stats and, you know, the box score and everything, like, Oregon State had more passing yards.
More rushing yards.
More takeaways.
There's somewhat
more
decent
tackles.
Somewhat decent on third down. Yeah. I think they were like 6 for 11.
More tackles. They had everything going for them, but just couldn't figure it out in the end there. That's,
when the field
that's
got shorter, when things stalled out for them.
And here's the cool part.
And that's why you need field goals in a game where you don't have as many possessions and you're not punching the ball in as much as you like. You're getting there like, dude, take the field goal.
Oregon State had scored on, I just saw a stat, like 27 straight red zone attempts.
Wow.
Red zone. So once they're in the red zone, they're going to at least come away with the field goal.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of got stopped last night. You know, so it was a great game by Arizona State.
And I could be wrong on where that field goal was.
Arizona, excuse me.
Where that field goal was because of where, you know, the kicker and the holder got it. Because, mm-hmm. They very well could have been inside the 19 or 18 on the line of scrimmage. And then the snap just took them back a little bit further. But, yeah, 28 straight red zone
That's
trips.
That's crazy.
With a touchdown, or just with points.
Or with points, yeah. Just coming out of there. So
it's wild.
That's an efficient offense. And as much as we kind of like to bang on Oregon State because DJU doesn't look like a world beater in a lot of ways, but he's still been getting the job done. Yesterday was one of those times that just he played okay, but he had a 58% completion.
Before that last drive, it was not great, yeah.
Looking at the... It's just, I guess, the lack of respect for field goals in college football. Obviously, this is a couple weeks after the whole Oregon-Washington debacle with giving up the points at the end of the first half. And then
funny
losing
how
by
the
three.
Turns have tabled.
Funny. Very, very similar situation here now. The Beavers fans were probably laughing at Ducks fans in a couple of weeks ago. But do you wonder how little respect is given to these field goals and if that is affecting, you know, some of their decision-making processes here? I understand that in the NFL, you know, these 3 points, points matter. And you got much better kickers. They're obviously paid professionals. They can kick probably 10 yards longer on average. You got guys hitting 63, 65-yard field goals. I think maybe one kicker in college has hit like a 60-some-yard field goal, possibly two ever. There's just, you know, you think of great kickers. I think the last good one was Jared Siegel at Oregon. Camden Lewis is okay, but that's really Jared Siegel, like, this was 20 years ago, somebody that, like, is legit and people remember here in Oregon State. I'm sure there's a Beaver name that, you know, people could text in with, but you just wonder if you're really looking at the lack of respect for field goals and wondering if it's because of the limitations of skill or because these offensive coordinators are a little heady and say, hey, we just want the points here. I'm trying to, in my head, weigh which one it is. And now 2 weeks of this situation where two field goals that would have tied the game or given up or won the game, in this case for Oregon a couple weeks ago, it just Makes me wonder. I don't have an answer, but it's definitely been banging in my head the last couple of weeks.
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think that the analytics over the years have shown that probably going for it is not as big of a risk as kicking a field goal. Situational. I think Dan Lanning's correct in the sense it's like, dude, we're going to need points this game to keep up with Washington. Like, we can't win this with field goals. Now, whether that's true or not, he is right. That's an offense you got to keep pace with. So you got to put up points. So going for touchdowns, I'm not exactly upset with that. In yesterday's case with Oregon State, where points are at a premium, get three. I feel like the older I've gotten, I very much am on the side of, like, get points, win the field position battle. Like, if you have the ball at the 50 or their 45 and it's a 4th-and-3, 4th-and-4 early in the game, dude, just relax. Like, you don't need – just punt them, pin them deep, put the pressure on them to get out of that situation, and then they're punting from their 10-15. Something happens, blocked, terrible punt. Now you're starting your drive at your own 45-4. Like, it's just – I feel that – maybe coaches are looking for just big boom moments to really change momentum. And I think that it is totally situational. But yeah, Jordan, I also think that depending on kickers for everything is the antithesis of football. Like, Larry David has a great bit on this. I think it was on the Rich Eisen show. He's like, we're going to play 58 minutes of this game with 300-pound giants out there bashing at each other, giving up their lives, giving up their brains for this, and then 140-pound string bean's going to come out here and I'm depending my life and my future and everything on this dude? What? Like, so I hear you. Like, as a football guy, like, I don't want to depend on the dude that was just playing soccer 30 minutes ago with his actual sport team that he likes to play on. Like, so I see it in that sense, too.
No, I get it.
A lot of factors in that.
It is. You know, I'm a Patriots fan, so I have to be kind of grateful for having great kickers, because there is a lot of, you know, there's a lot of championships that were won because you just happen to have a great kicker at the end of the game that was able to kind of seal the deal for you, you know, in most cases. So I understand the importance of having a great kicker. I just think that we just don't, you know, with a lot of parents wanting their kids to kind of stick with stuff like soccer as opposed to football and stuff like that, it doesn't shock me that we don't have a lot of great college kickers and stuff at this point.
I find it funny you bring up Adam Vinatieri. I'm assuming that's who you're referring to. And Patriots greatness, because just like there was clock mismanagement yesterday by the referees, there was clock mismanagement in that original Super Bowl 36
I don't want to hear it.
2 seconds left on that clock when Adam Vinatieri kicked the field goal for Tom Brady's first Super Bowl to beat the Rams. There were 2 seconds left. The NFL,
the Rams should have played better.
They fixed that and did not give them the last chance, man. Just like the USC game yesterday, which I'm sure we're going to get to, that was ridiculous.
Guess who became the greatest show on turf after that?
Nobody.
It was us.
Shout out to the Vancouver Ford text line. Can't forget Alexis Serna for Oregon State.
See that? Thank you. Text line helping me out. I knew there was a good name along the way for Beavers lore kickers, but just couldn't get there.
All right. Going from the team in Corvallis to the team in Eugene that was in Salt Lake City yesterday, playing a team who is very, very good at Salt Lake City, but a result that they're not used to. And quite frankly, I wasn't that surprised, to be honest. We talk about the Ducks getting a big win against Utah next here, Football Sunday. But first, Jordan Schultz, SportsCenter update. The Oregon Ducks were in Salt Lake City taking on the Utah Utes at Rice-Eccles Stadium on Saturday. And Utah has been, as Rashad said during the commercial break, a rock in the shoe of Oregon and just the Pac-12 in general. Obviously, they're the back-to-back Pac-12 champions. Oregon lost to them in back-to-back games 2 years ago to try to win the Pac-12 championship. Beat them last year in a cold, chilly game down at Autzen. I believe, what was it, like 20-17?
Yeah, it was an ugly game.
JR would say, a slobber knocker.
It's a good JR.
It was not.
JR.
We got plenty of JR in the system, though, somewhere around here. I'll pull up some JR. But, that was not an Oregon-Utah game like we've seen. And quite frankly, for the Utah faithful over there at Rice-Eccles Stadium, that's not the type of Utah game they've seen in the last 18 games, I believe it was, for Utah. They had won at home. And they had won the last 29 of 30 games at home as well. So Oregon going there and winning big, I mean, 35 to 6.
Smackdown hotel.
I mean, surprising when it comes to the historical context, but leading up to this game, Rashad Jordan, I'm not surprised that this happened. I knew how good this Oregon defense was. I knew how bad this Utah offense could be. I knew how good the Utah defense could be. But I know how good Oregon was as a whole. That offense as well. Bo Nix right now, he's playing the most consistent football in the country. Whether you want to say he's the best, I could agree with you on that. But right now, week to week, he is consistently playing great football. So for them to go to do this to Utah in Utah, I'm not shocked, honestly. This whole week, I didn't really have those butterflies in my belly like I did in years past. It was a great game for Oregon. They're showing you why they're one of the best teams in the nation. Bo Nix, one of the best quarterbacks in the nation. Another win, 1-0 for Oregon.
Bryson Barnes looks like an undercover cop.
The pig farmer? Is that the story that I was hearing all week about him?
Bryson Barnes looked like he's going to rat on you immediately. Like, that's what it is. It looks like an RA.
Oh, boy.
But
yeah.
He, you know, last week he had a great game, was able to lead his team to victory over.
That's what happens when USC. You play Utah's or USC's defense.
Yeah, I guess he had a great game. And this week his numbers looked kind of similar as far as his number of passes thrown and everything. However, the production just wasn't there. You know, he threw two interceptions. Not the thing you want to do against this Oregon defense. And honestly, if they lost, it was because their offense, like you said, wasn't able to move the needle at all. Obviously, you only score 6 points in a game, then that lets you know that you've got some offensive woes. And U of O just came out, man. Bo Nix may be in the driver's seat for the Heisman at this point. I mean, he may be. He and Michael Penix are still, you know, in there to be. I think they're the front runners at this point. And like you said, week to week, I challenge you to find somebody that's been more consistent than Bo Nix. Week to week, not really making mistakes. Last year, didn't make a bunch of mistakes. I want to say maybe threw 4 or 5 interceptions last season, something like that, something stupid. So I think this Oregon team, obviously that loss to Washington didn't help, but they run the gamut for the rest of the season. You know, it's them and UW again, potentially for the Pac-12 championship. And, you know, see what this thing would. No, it won't be them and.
Yeah, it could be. No, Oregon, if they win out, Washington is the only undefeated team right now. So, yes, Oregon, yeah, so, if they win out at this point, it'll be a UW-Oregon Pac-12 championship game. Absolutely.
So, and so we'll see, you know, kind of how that turns out. But, yeah, right now, Oregon is on a mission. And last week against USC, it was like, last week, Utah against USC, that was their. I think that's where they got their flowers. That's where, okay, man, you've had a great season. You know, without your number one.
You still have USC's number.
You still got USC. You played spoiler for them. Like, all those little pictures, I'm sure you've seen them, of Caleb Williams, like, year to year, his reaction to losing
to Utah.
And you've been able to play spoiler to the guy that won the Heisman, and more than likely a lot of teams are going to start tanking for, so they can kind of get him in the draft. So, man, you feel good about that one, but then you played an Oregon team that was just, they're on a mission right now. And the mission is to continue to win games and at least try to put your name into that playoff. So, man, I don't really see anybody in the Pac-12 beating them for the rest of the season. They played all their tough games they're supposed to play. From at this point forward, if Oregon loses, I would be incredibly shocked at them kind of dropping a game to anybody. The rest of their season, they have Cal, USC, Arizona State, Oregon State. Oregon State's the only team I'd be like,
That Arizona State game is in Arizona, so that always worries me. I know this Arizona State team is trash, but we saw what they did almost to Washington last week. So
Pac-12 just continues to cannibalize itself, though, unfortunately. Which
it's the story of the Pac-12.
Yeah, and it just sucks because it hurts the argument. that it is as good as the SEC. It maybe not is the same, but it is close, man. These teams are so good, and the bottom of the SEC is always just so bad. But anyways, Bo Nix, I think his Heisman chances on Bovada went from 20-1 last night up to 5-1. So those odds just immediately, I mean, right after that game, essentially, you know, almost down to nothing. I think he's probably up there with a couple other quarterbacks now, but not sure he's at the top. Another great performance from him, but another, I would say, great performance from the team. But along with that, the first complete 60-minute game we've seen from the Oregon Ducks all year. That's what Dan Lanning was happy about afterwards. And it was good to see two forced turnovers. The interceptions both turned into points. You saw a couple of dumb penalties. I think it was one guy, Connolly Jr., on the line that had a couple of false starts. So it's like him this week and Cornelius last week. I would really like, you know, those single, like, mishaps from one guy. It's like, dude, it's like it's one guy doing it. I would really like that to be fixed week to week. But other than that, just a complete performance. All the wide receivers got involved. Bo Nix even ran in for one touchdown from the 1 yard line after Bucky almost got there. So I wasn't really unhappy with anything, you know, other than a penalty yesterday. So what a great performance for Oregon, and good old Oregon State and Arizona State as those trap games coming up.
You mentioned the turnovers, which I love that. I wanted to see them create a couple turnovers yesterday, and they did that. The other thing was the slow start problem. We didn't really have that. I mean, it was a kind of BS pass interference call that kept Utah's drive alive, that extended that first half.
But Oregon came right out and scored.
Yes.
Yeah, even after a false start or a delay game, whatever the hell that was to start the game, it's like, don't come out again with your feet in cement. Come on.
Right. So then I believe Utah came away with the field goal after that to make it 7-3. And I was like, quite frankly, I was like, that's BS. It should be 14-0 right now. But then again, they came back, bam, bam. It seemed like it was not that slow start that we had seen at some of these away games. Great game from beginning to end, all facets, really.
Bo Nix continues to play mistake-free football, and I think that's the biggest thing, compliment you can give him. On the season, he's got 21 touchdowns and one pick. He's thrown one pick all season.
I saw that Colorado pick, too, in perfect view at that Colorado game.
It was, and I was like, underthrown ball.
Oh, I know. I was just like, dear God, man, what was that? But, yeah, that is, like, the only, like, egregious
blip
decision
on the radar he's had all season, you know. Yeah. So you look at a guy, I'm looking at his QBRs from the first game of the season: 88.3, 77.8, 85.3, 72, 91, 82, 84, 95. It's like better and better and better and better every week.
And one last stat to end this segment is, I believe he set the record for straight games with 80 plus percentage completion. And two touchdown passes. So it's like 7 or 8 straight games of that, but he passed Kellen Moore yesterday. And Joe Burrow, I think, was second on that list
big
as
names.
Well. But yeah, Bo Nix, I believe 8 straight games, either 7 or 8, with 80% completion and two passing touchdowns.
I believe I also saw he's only 2 touchdowns away from passing Joey Harrington on the all-time touchdowns list for the Oregon Ducks.
That's crazy.
Marcus Mariota leads the all-time touchdowns list for quarterbacks for the Ducks, but just kind of goes to show you, I think it's a little bit a look at how the game has transitioned, and now a lot more touchdown passes are being thrown, but crazy in 2 years here.
I think it's important to start looking at Bo Nix and really asking the question, man, where he ranks all time as far as Oregon quarterbacks, you know, as far as what he's been able to do. Like, I'm just saying, like, when it's all said and done, and let's say, you know, and we're knocking on fake wood here, and the season's over, and let's say that they actually get, you know, to the playoff, or, you know, they win the Pac-12 championship, whatever the case is. I think it's worth a conversation, adding him to the conversation, to where Bo Nix is as far as the all-time great Oregon quarterbacks. Because in 2 years, he's been, again, as mistake-free as you can ask for a quarterback.
We start chiseling away at that Mount Rushmore of Oregon Ducks quarterbacks and add his face to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right next to Danny Fouts, right?
Yes, that beard is looking great up there. Say that much.
Well, during the shout video, it looks even better. Yes. Austin.
All right. Let's take a look at the rest of the Pac-12, though, as we do. See how the other teams perform. Take a look at the standings and take a look at next week's matchup, because as this season goes, there is never a rest in the Pac-12 when it comes to great matchups and great games. So let's do that. Football Sunday right here on 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Taking a look at the BCS standings right now. Yes, the BCS standings. There is a Twitter account, BCS Know-How, that still will post simulated BCS standings as if they were still happening today. So Michigan, Ohio State, number one, number two, followed by Georgia, Florida State, Oklahoma, Washington at six.
What a stupid outfit.
Oregon is at 10.
What a BCS stupid. So once again,
Jordan, not real. We do not have the BCS anymore. Thank God. Unless you remember
once
this.
Once again, just a perfect representation of why humans should be choosing, because when they lose, when the Ducks lose to another top 10 team, it should not knock them down to like 18, but that's what the BCS does.
Remember that year that, and you guys were much younger, but I was like just getting into college and stuff, but Oregon was ranked like number two. And
so this was an 80.
Screw you, Joe. This was
2002. So senior year.
And so they send Colorado. Or excuse me. They send Nebraska, who just had the
Eric Crouch,
Heisman Trophy winner,
who and became a wide receiver in the NFL and flamed out.
And they got demolished by Miami that year. But it should have been Oregon-Miami in that national championship game. Oregon ran all over Colorado in that, was it Fiesta Bowl or something like that?
Yes, the Fiesta
Bowl.
I believe it was Ontario Smith or Mo Morris that sat on a Colorado defender on his way to
still,
a touchdown.
Yeah. And that was the first time I ever remember saying, yeah, they screwed that up. They screwed this up because Oregon should have definitely been in that game. And I don't think Oregon beats that Miami team because that Miami team, they made documentaries about them. So I don't think they beat them. But
Ken
Dorsey they have
led, right?
Yeah, but they have a shot to win.
Do we have some college football-esque music?
I'll find it.
Some drums or something? Something rather?
I got something for you.
Okay.
Give me like 5-10 seconds.
Yeah, actually, take your time because while you're doing that, I can find some like... music in the form of, I believe, Isaac Ropp's singing.
Adelida, pretty little Cajun queen, I'm gonna love you forever.
That's just
a pretty good voice.
Forever and ever, amen.
I'm getting a tear to my eye right now. Okay, do we have drums? We got something? All right. The musical stylings of Isaac Ropp, ladies and gentlemen. So we talked about Oregon and Oregon State. Oregon, big dubs over here.
Big dubs.
Oregon State, big L's over there, losing to Arizona. But the other Pac-12 games on the slate yesterday, Colorado Buffaloes. Did you know that Deion Sanders was a coach for them? I haven't heard anything from that program over the last 3-4 years.
It's more of a mascot.
3-4 weeks. So, you know, I saw him on the TV the other day. I was like, oh, that's right.
Aren't people Deion, like racist against them or something? I don't know. I don't know.
It's possible. It's possible. But UCLA got the win, 28-16. They're looking good. Garbers is out there now playing quarterback for them. Ethan Garbers, a former Cal quarterback.
So no Dante Moore.
I don't know what's going on. Chip Kelly is, from the beginning of the year, said we have three quarterbacks. We're going to play all three. So
Means you don't have a quarterback.
So I didn't see if Dante Moore was injured. I do not know what happened there. But I do know that UCLA won. And now Colorado 1-4 in conference play in the Pac-12. UCLA 3-2. Another game from yesterday. This one was a bit of a shocker. Arizona State at home against Washington State. I don't know if it should have been a shocker considering what they did to Washington the week before, but they beat Washington State 38-27. Dude, what the hell's going on with the Cougs right now?
Cougan it. They're doing what the Cougs
oh, no.
do. You know, this is what, you know, the wheels are all the way.
I haven't heard that
off.
In a while, and that's how you know it's bad, is
yeah,
if someone's saying that and it's true.
You know, you're talking about a team that had a lot of eyes on them at the beginning of the season. It was like, okay, Arizona State starts the season 4 wins in a row and then follows it up with 4 straight losses. It's like it's not like they're, you know, Cam Ward isn't playing well. It's just that the rest of the team just can't seem to catch up to where he is.
Gosh, yeah, I didn't even realize you're right. 4 straight losses for Washington State now after starting 4-0. Boy, life changed quickly for them after that.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, Here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Oregon Ducks were in Salt Lake City taking on the Utah Utes at Rice-Eccles Stadium on Saturday. And Utah has been, as Rashad said during the commercial break, a rock in the shoe of Oregon and just the Pac-12 in general. Obviously, they're the back-to-back Pac-12 champions. Oregon lost to them in back-to-back games 2 years ago to try to win the Pac-12 championship. Beat them last year in a cold, chilly game down at Autzen. I believe, what was it, like 20-17?
Yeah, it was an ugly game.
As JR would say, a slobber knocker.
It's a good JR.
It was not.
JR.
We got plenty of JR in the system though, somewhere around here. I'll pull up some JR. But yeah, that was not an Oregon Utah game like we've seen. And quite frankly, for the Utah faithful over there at Rice-Eccles Stadium, that's not the type of Utah game they've seen in the last 18 games, I believe it was, for Utah. They had one at home. And they had won the last 29 of 30 games at home as well. So Oregon going there and winning big, I mean, 35 to 6.
Smackdown hotel.
I mean, surprising when it comes to the historical context, but leading up to this game, Rashad Jordan, I'm not surprised that this happened. I knew how good this Oregon defense was. I knew how bad this Utah offense could be. I knew how good the Utah defense could be. But I know how good Oregon was as a whole. That offense as well. Bo Nix right now, he's playing the most consistent football in the country. Whether you want to say he's the best, I could agree with you on that. But right now, week to week, he is consistently playing great football. So for them to go to do this to Utah in Utah, I'm not shocked, honestly. This whole week, I didn't really have those butterflies in my belly like I did in years past. It was a great game for Oregon. They're showing you why they're one of the best teams in the nation. Bo Nix, one of the best quarterbacks in the nation. Another win. 1-0 for Oregon.
Bryson Barnes looks like an undercover cop.
The pig farmer? Is that the story that I was hearing all week about him?
Bryson Barnes looked like he's going to rat on you immediately. Like, that's what it is. It looks like an RA.
Oh, boy.
But
yeah.
He, you know, last week he had a great game, was able to lead his team to victory over.
That's what happens when you play Utah's or USC's defense.
Yeah, I guess he had a great game. And this week his numbers looked kind of similar as far as his number of passes thrown and everything. However, the production just wasn't there. You know, he threw two interceptions. Not the thing you want to do against this Oregon defense. And honestly, if they lost, it was because their offense, like you said, wasn't able to move the needle at all. Obviously, you only score 6 points in a game, then that lets you know that you've got some offensive woes. And U of O just came out, man. Bo Nix may be in the driver's seat for the Heisman at this point. I mean, he may be. He and Michael Penix are still, you know, in there to be. I think they're the front runners at this point. And like you said, week to week, I challenge you to find somebody that's been more consistent than Bo Nix. Week to week, not really making mistakes. Last year, didn't make a bunch of mistakes. I want to say maybe threw 4 or 5 interceptions last season, something like that, something stupid. So I think this Oregon team, obviously that loss to Washington didn't help, but they run the gamut for the rest of the season. You know, it's them and UW again potentially for the Pac-12 championship, and you know, see what the thing with no, it won't be them in.
Yeah, it could be. No, Oregon, if they win out, Washington is the only undefeated team right now. So, yes, Oregon, yeah, so, if they win out at this point, it'll be a UW-Oregon Pac-12 championship game. Absolutely.
So, and so we'll see, you know, kind of how that turns out. But, yeah, right now, Oregon is on a mission. And last week against USC, it was like, oh, I mean, excuse me, last week, Utah against USC, that was their, I think that's where they got their flowers. That's where, okay, man, you've had a great season. You know, without your number one,
you still have USC's number.
You still got USC. You played spoiler for them. Like all those little pictures, I'm sure you've seen them of Caleb Williams, like year to year, his reaction to losing
to Utah.
And you've been able to play spoiler to the guy that won the Heisman, and more than likely, a lot of teams are going to start tanking for, so they can kind of get him in the draft. So, man, you feel good about that one, but then you played an Oregon team that was just, they're on a mission right now. And the mission is to continue to win games and at least try to put your name into that playoff. So, man, I don't really see anybody in the Pac-12 beating them for the rest of the season. They played all their tough games they're supposed to play. From at this point forward, if Oregon loses, I would be incredibly shocked at them kind of dropping a game to anybody. The rest of their season, they have Cal, USC, Arizona State, Oregon State. Oregon State's the only team I'd be like,
That Arizona State game is in Arizona, so that always worries me. I mean, I know this Arizona State team is trash, but we saw what they did almost to Washington last week. So
Pac-12 just continues to cannibalize itself, though, unfortunately. Which
it's the story of the Pac-12.
Yeah, and it just sucks because it hurts the argument that it is as good as the SEC. It maybe not is the same, but it is close, man. These teams are so good, and the bottom of the SEC is always just so bad. But anyways, Bo Nix, I think his Heisman chances on Bovada went from 20-1 last night up to 5-1. So those odds just immediately, I mean, right after that game, essentially, you know, almost down to nothing. I think he's probably up there with a couple other quarterbacks now, but not sure he's at the top. Another great performance from him, but another, I would say, great performance from the team. But along with that, the first complete 60-minute game we've seen from the Oregon Ducks all year. That's what Dan Lanning was happy about afterwards. And it was good to see two forced turnovers. The interceptions both turned into points. You saw a couple of dumb penalties. I think it was one guy, Connolly Jr., on the line that had a couple of false starts. So it's like him this week and Cornelius last week. I would really like, you know, those single, like, mishaps from one guy. It's like, dude, it's like it's one guy doing it. I would really like that to be fixed week to week. But other than that, just a complete performance. All the wide receivers got involved. Bo Nix even ran in for one touchdown from the 1 yard line after Bucky almost got there. So I wasn't really unhappy with anything, you know, other than a penalty yesterday. So what a great performance for Oregon, and good old Oregon State and Arizona State as those trap games coming up.
You mentioned the turnovers, which I love that. I wanted to see them create a couple turnovers yesterday, and they did that. The other thing was the slow start problem. We didn't really have that. I mean, it was a kind of BS pass interference call that kept Utah's drive alive, that extended that first half.
But Oregon came right out and scored.
Yes.
Yeah, even after a false start or a delay game, whatever the hell that was to start the game, it's like, don't come out again with your feet in cement. Come on.
Right. So then I believe Utah came away with the field goal after that to make it 7-3. And I was like, quite frankly, I was like, that's BS. It should be 14-0 right now. But then again, they came back, bam, bam. It seemed like it was not that slow start that we had seen at some of these away games. Great game from beginning to end, all facets, really.
Bo Nix continues to play mistake-free football, and I think that's the biggest thing, compliment you can give him. On the season, he's got 21 touchdowns and one pick. He's thrown one pick all season.
I saw that
Colorado
pick, too, in perfect view at that Colorado game.
It was
and I was
an underthrown ball.
Oh, I know. I was just like, dear God, man, what was that? But, yeah, that is, like, the only, like, egregious
blip
decision
on the radar he's had all season, you know. Yeah. So you look at a guy, I'm looking at his QBRs. From the first game of the season, 88.3, 77.8, 85.3, 72, 91, 82, 84, 95. It's like better and better and better and better every week.
And one last stat to end this segment is I believe he set the record for straight games with 80 plus percentage completion
and two surprise me.
And two touchdown passes. So it's like seven or eight straight games of that, but he passed Kellen Moore yesterday. And Joe Burrow, I think, was second on that list
big
as
names.
Well. But yeah, Bo Nix, I believe eight straight games, either seven or eight, with 80% completion and two passing touchdowns.
I believe I also saw he's only two touchdowns away from passing Joey Harrington on the all-time touchdowns list for the Oregon Ducks.
That's
I think
crazy.
Marcus Mariota leads the all-time touchdowns list for quarterbacks for the Ducks, but just kind of goes to show you, I mean, I think it's a little bit a look at how the game has transitioned and now a lot more touchdown passes are being thrown, but crazy in 2 years here.
I think it's important.
What Bo Nix has done.
I think it's important to start looking at Bo Nix and really asking the question, man, where he ranks all time as far as Oregon quarterbacks, you know, as far as what he's been able to do. Like,
let's
I'm just saying, like, when it's all said and done, and let's say, you know, and we're knocking on fake wood here, and the season's over. And let's say that they actually get, you know, to the playoff, or, you know, they win the Pac-12 championship, whatever the case is. I think it's worth a conversation, adding him to the conversation, to where Bo Nix is as far as the all-time great Oregon quarterbacks. In 2 years, he's been, again, as mistake-free as you can ask for a quarterback.
We start chiseling away at that Mount Rushmore of Oregon Ducks quarterbacks and add his face to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right next to Danny Fouts, right?
Yes, that beard is looking great up there. Say that much.
Well, during the shout video, it looks even better. Yes. So, awesome.
All right. Let's take a look at the rest of the Pac-12, though, as we do. See how the other teams perform. Take a look at the standings and take a look at next week's matchup, because as this season goes, there is never a rest in the Pac-12 when it comes to great matchups and great games. So let's do that. Football Sunday right here on 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Taking a look at the BCS standings right now. Yes, the BCS standings. There is a Twitter account, BCS Know How, that still will post simulated BCS standings. As if they were still happening today. So Michigan, Ohio State, number one, number two, followed by Georgia, Florida State, Oklahoma, Washington at six.
What a stupid outcome.
Oregon is at 10.
What a
BCS.
Stupid. So once again,
Jordan, not real. We do not have the BCS anymore. Thank God. Unless you remember
once
this.
Once again, just a perfect representation of why humans should be choosing, because when they lose, when the Ducks lose to another top 10 team, it should not knock them down to like 18, but that's what the BCS does.
Remember that year that, and you guys were much younger, but I was like just getting into college and stuff, but Oregon was ranked like number two. And
so this was an 80.
Screw you, Joe. This was
92.
So senior year. Yeah,
and
Fiesta
so
Bowl.
And so yeah, they send Colorado. Or excuse me, they send
Nebraska,
who just had the era with
Eric Crouch,
Heisman winner.
Who and became a wide receiver in the NFL and flamed out.
And they got demolished by Miami that year. But it should have been Oregon-Miami in that national championship game. Oregon ran all over Colorado in that, was it Fiesta Bowl or something like
Fiesta
that year?
I believe it was crazy, Ontario but, Smith or Mo Morris that sat on a Colorado defender on
and
his way to
still,
a touchdown.
Yeah, and that was the first time I ever remember saying, yeah, they screwed that up. They screwed this up because Oregon should have definitely been in that game. And I don't think Oregon beats that Miami team, because that Miami team, they made documentaries about them. So I don't think they beat them. But
Ken
Dorsey they have
led, right?
Yeah, but they have a shot to win.
Do we have some college football-esque music?
I'll find it.
Some drums or something? Something rather?
I got something for you.
Okay.
Give me like 5-10 seconds.
Yeah, actually, take your time, because while you're doing that, I can find some like... music in the form of, I believe, Isaac Ropp's singing.
Adelida, pretty little Cajun queen, I'm gonna love you forever.
That's just
a pretty good voice.
Forever and ever, amen.
I'm getting a tear to my eye right now. Okay, do we have drums? We got something? All right. The musical stylings of Isaac Roth, ladies and gentlemen. So we talked about Oregon and Oregon State. Oregon, big dubs over here.
Big dubs.
Oregon State, big L's over there, losing to Arizona. But the other Pac-12 games on the slate yesterday. Colorado Buffaloes. Did you know that Deion Sanders was a coach for them?
I
haven't heard anything from that program over the last 3-4 years.
It's more of a mascot.
3-4 weeks. So, you know, I saw him on the TV the other day. I was like, oh, that's right.
Aren't people, Deion, like, racist against them or something? I don't know. I thought I heard it.
It's possible. It's possible. But UCLA got the win, 28-16. They're looking good. Garbers is out there now playing quarterback for them. Ethan Garbers, a former Cal quarterback.
So no Dante Morey.
I don't know what's going on. Chip Kelly is, from the beginning of the year, said we have three quarterbacks. We're going to play all three. So I did
Which
not.
Which means you don't have a quarterback.
So I don't I didn't see if Dante Moore was injured. Yeah, I do not know what happened there. But I do know that UCLA won. And now Colorado 1-4 in conference play in the Pac-12. UCLA 3-2. Another game from yesterday. This one was a bit of a shocker. Arizona State at home against Washington State. I don't know if it should have been a shocker considering what they did to Washington the week before, but they beat Washington State 38-27. Dude, what the hell's going on with the Cougs right now?
Cougan it. They're doing what the Cougs do. You know, this is what, you know, the wheels are all the way.
I haven't heard that in a while, and that's how you know it's bad, is if someone's saying that and it's true.
You know, you're talking about a team that had a lot of eyes on them at the beginning of the season. It was like, okay, Arizona State starts the season 4 wins in a row and then follows it up with 4 straight losses. It's like it's not like they're, you know, Cam Ward isn't playing well. It's just that the rest of the team just can't seem to catch up to where he is.
Gosh, yeah, I didn't even realize you're right. 4 straight losses for Washington State now after starting 4-0. Boy, life changed quickly for them that Pat McAfee beef with them and the flag at College Game Day. I think after that point, they have lost.
They're talking too much crap, man.
No, they won because I remember Jake Dickert was all hot and bothered and was full of piss and vinegar after that game because he started calling out Lee Corso. Who doesn't even realize what he's saying up there?
Yeah, you don't call out Lee Corso. The football gods have cursed you now. You don't call out Lee Corso.
That's a good point.
What are you doing?
Eat the ducks.
If you're in college basketball, you're just going to say some bad stuff about Dick Vitale and think that the college basketball gods aren't going to come back to get you? Yes.
The Dukies, baby. Sorry, I can't stand Dick Vitale.
I love Dick V.
Hot take, not a fan.
Ryan Day going after Lou Holtz earlier.
Yeah, come on, good. Man.
Lou Holtz should have stopped talking 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Go Irish.
And you can see all that on the
again,
corner.
They're like mascots
too.
Now. That's more than
they gotta clean the camera screen off every time because all the spit flying off.
They're more than anything. They're just, you know, they're mascots.
I will just say this.
Something on your glasses there, Lou.
When I'm old and geriatric, please just make fun of me as much as you want because I know I have it coming. I know. Over the last 10, 15 years, what I have said about our senior community.
And listen,
I'm ready for it.
I don't care how old you are. You're going to get these jokes.
Yeah.
You're
going
to
catch these strays.
Yeah, all of them.
We'll all be sucking Jell-O at some point. It's a fact of life.
Speaking of sucking, that USC defense gives up 49 points to the Cal Golden Bears. Luckily, they did not give up 51 because Cal went for a 2-point conversion at the end of the game to try and beat USC. They did not get it. USC.
There was pass interference on that play.
Yes.
There was literally a bear hug on a Cal receiver.
And USC wins 50-49. They come back in this game, though. They were losing, gosh, what was it?
By 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, it was 43-29 at one point in this game. Cal was leading in the second half. USC, dear God, man. I said last week, I was like, man, they continue to do this, and I'm not surprised. I'm surprised at this point. The fact that, like, 49 to Cal and you almost lost that game, Caleb Williams is fighting for his life out there every week.
If you're Caleb Williams, I'm shutting it down for the season. Like, there's no point in me playing for a national championship. I'm not playing for a national championship.
You know who said that was Emmanuel Acho? And that's one of the dumber people in sports media today. the whole business decision. No, I said last week he needs to play.
Does he?
Yes, because you need to show however much talent you have, because those games where you played good teams, he hasn't shown out. So you need to put as much good stuff on tape as possible. You need to put up 50 points every week against whoever it is regardless. He cannot. No, you can't shut it down.
I don't know.
He's on one. I saw that report about how he's like wants a reports say that he wants some ownership stake in whatever team that drafts him. It's like, buddy, you need to.
Yeah, he's hey man, he's calling a shot.
No.
Yeah, I heard that too.
So it's Eli bold. Manning 2.0.
Again, if that's a report that is true, is just, like, buddy, take a snap first. Dear God.
Well, in the talk about him skipping the rest of the year, it's like, how good are you? You're not that great, and if you skip five games, I don't know a team that should be giving up a first-round draft pick for you. That's just, it's like, all right, you're a wussy. You're not a competitor.
Yes, I'm with you.
I don't know what else to say.
And the last game, one of my least favorite things that's becoming a weekly occurrence is Washington playing terribly against teams they shouldn't for like 2.5, 3 quarters, and then being like, let's play.
We're better than them.
That's right. I thought we were just as bad as them. No, wait, we're a lot better. Let's score a touchdown here and another one, and now we are winning by 9 points or 14 or whatever. Like, this is the fourth straight week that they have played a game where they have had to escape, essentially. Yeah, the Arizona one, the score is closer than that game actually was. But Oregon, Arizona State now, this game against Stanford, like, you gave up 33 points to Stanford. It's starting to get annoying how close Washington has been to losing a few of these games, and they still come out on top, which, I don't know, whatever, speaks to their resilience.
I think they're bored at this point. Like, I feel
so good that they're bored. They're playing with their food.
If you're Washington, like, at this point, all of the, with the exception of USC, and you know, they're just giving up points left and right. So USC, we don't really believe in Utah like that anymore in that offense. Oregon State might be the toughest game they have coming up, you know, on their schedule at this point. And, like, if you're USC, or excuse me, if you're Washington, I think maybe you're just a little bored at this point. This has become easy for you. And so I'll turn on the Jets when we're ready.
All right, rapid fire. Here's your schedule for next week. Arizona State at Utah, 11 a.m. kick. Then you got Cal at Oregon. You can hear that right here on The Fan. Kickoff at 2:30. Coverage for that starts at 10 a.m., I believe, here on The Fan. Biggest game on Pac-12 slate, Washington at USC next week down in L.A., 4:30 kick. Stanford at Washington State next week. Oregon State, the Beavs, they get to play Deion, Shador, and the Colorado Buffaloes in Colorado. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff, Pac-12 after dark. And then UCLA at Arizona, 7:30 kick next week. Boom! There's your Pac-12 slate next week, your recap of the weekend that was, and I hope you are turning on Red Zone or your game of choice while keeping us on your radio dial or your phone or your smart speaker or however you listen to Football Sunday, because we got hour two coming up. Let's start with the NFL as we do. Let's start with the Seahawks. We do that next. Football Sunday, 10 of the Fan.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Taking a look at the BCS standings right now. Yes, the BCS standings. There is a Twitter account, BCS Know-How, that still will post simulated BCS standings as if they were still happening today. So Michigan, Ohio State, number one, number two, followed by Georgia, Florida State, Oklahoma, Washington at 6.
What a stupid outcome.
Oregon is at 10.
What a BCS stupid. So once again,
Jordan, not real. We do not have the BCS anymore. Thank God. Unless you remember
once
this.
Once again, just a perfect representation of why humans should be choosing, because when they lose, when the Ducks lose to another top 10 team, it should not knock them down to like 18, but that's what the BCS does.
Remember that year that, and you guys were much younger, but I was like just getting into college and stuff, but Oregon was ranked like number 2. And
so this was an 80.
Screw you, Joe. This was
2002. So senior year.
Yeah. They send Colorado. Nebraska, who just had the
Eric Crouch,
Heisman winner,
who became a wide receiver in the NFL and flamed out.
And they got demolished by Miami that year. But it should have been Oregon-Miami in that national championship game. Oregon ran all over Colorado in that, was it Fiesta Bowl or something like that?
Yes, the Fiesta Bowl.
Year.
I believe it was Ontario Smith or Mo Morris that sat on a Colorado defender on his way to
still,
a touchdown.
Yeah. And that was the first time I ever remember saying, yeah, they screwed that up. They screwed this up because Oregon should have definitely been in that game. And I don't think Oregon beats that Miami team because that Miami team, they made documentaries about them. So I don't think they beat them. But
Ken
Dorsey they have
led, right?
Yeah, but they have a shot to win.
Do we have some college football-esque music?
I'll find it.
Some drums or something? Something rather?
I got something for you.
Okay.
Give me like 5-10 seconds.
Yeah, actually, take your time because while you're doing that, I can find some like... music in the form of, I believe, Isaac Ropp singing.
Adelida, pretty little Cajun queen.
I'm gonna love you forever.
That's just
a pretty good voice.
Forever and ever, amen.
I'm getting a tear to my eye right now. Okay, do we have drums? We got something? All right. The musical stylings of Isaac Ropp, ladies and gentlemen. So we talked about Oregon and Oregon State. Oregon, big dubs over here.
Big dubs.
Oregon State, big L's over there, losing to Arizona. But the other Pac-12 games on the slate yesterday, Colorado Buffaloes. Did you know that Deion Sanders was a coach for them? I haven't heard anything from that program over the last 3-4 years.
It's more of a mascot.
3-4 weeks. So, you know, I saw him on the TV the other day. I was like, oh, that's right.
Aren't people like racist against them or something? I don't know. I thought.
It's possible. It's possible. But UCLA got the win, 28-16. They're looking good. Garbers is out there now playing quarterback for them. Ethan Garbers, a former Cal quarterback.
So no Dante Moore.
I don't know what's going on. Chip Kelly is, from the beginning of the year, said we have 3 quarterbacks. We're going to play all 3. So
Which means you don't have a quarterback.
So I didn't see if Dante Moore was injured. I do not know what happened there. But I do know that UCLA won. And now Colorado 1-4. In conference play in the Pac-12, UCLA 3-2. Another game from yesterday. This one was a bit of a shocker. Arizona State at home against Washington State. I don't know if it should have been a shocker considering what they did to Washington the week before, but they beat Washington State 38-27. Dude, what the hell's going on with the Cougs right now?
Cougan it. They're doing what the Cougs do. You know, this is what, you know, the wheels are all the way.
I haven't heard that
off
in a while, and that's how you know it's bad, is yeah, if it's, someone's saying that and it's true.
You know, you're talking about a team that had a lot of eyes on them at the beginning of the season. It was like, okay, Arizona State starts the season 4 wins in a row and then follows it up with 4 straight losses. It's like it's not like they're, you know, Cam Ward isn't playing well. It's just that the rest of the team just can't seem to catch up to where he is.
Gosh, yeah, I didn't even realize you're right. 4 straight losses for Washington State now after starting 4-0. Boy, life changed quickly for them that Pat McAfee beef with them and the flag at College Game Day. I think after that point, they have lost.
They're talking too much crap, man.
No, they won because I remember Jake Dickert was all hot and bothered and was full of piss and vinegar after that game because he started calling out Lee Corso, who doesn't even realize what he's saying up there half the time.
You don't call out Lee Corso. The football gods have cursed you now. You don't call out
Bears.
Lee Corso.
That's a good point.
What are you doing?
Eat the ducks.
If you're in college basketball, you're just going to say some bad stuff about Dick Vitale and think that the college basketball guys aren't going to come back to get you? Yes.
The Dukies, baby. I can't stand Dick Vitale.
I love Dickie V.
Hot take, not a fan.
Ryan Day going after Lou Holtz earlier.
Yeah, come
well,
on,
good.
Man.
Lou Holtz should have stopped talking 20 years ago.
Yeah. Go Irish.
And you can see all that on the
again,
corner.
They're like mascots
too.
Now. That's more than
they
anything.
They gotta clean the camera screen off every time because all the spit flying off.
They're more than anything. They're just, you know, they're mascots.
I will just say this.
Something on your glasses there, Lou.
When I'm old and geriatric, please just make fun of me as much as you want because I know I have it coming. I know. Over the last 10, 15 years, what I have said about our senior community.
And listen,
I'm ready for it.
I don't care how old you are, you're going to get these jokes.
Yeah.
You're
going
to
catch these strays.
Yeah, all of them.
We'll all be sucking Jello at some point. It's a fact of life.
Speaking of sucking, that USC defense gives up 49 points to the Cal Golden Bears. Luckily, they did not give up 51 because Cal went for a 2-point conversion at the end of the game to try and beat USC. They did not get it. USC.
There was pass interference on that play.
Yes.
There was literally a bear hug on a Cal receiver.
And USC wins 50-49. They come back in this game, though. They were losing, gosh, what was it?
By 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, it was 43-29 at one point in this game. Cal was leading in the second half. USC, dear God, man. I said last week, I was like, man, they continue to do this, and I'm not surprised. I'm surprised at this point. The fact that, like, 49 to Cal, and you almost lost that game. Caleb Williams is fighting for his life out there every week.
If you're Caleb Williams, I'm shutting it down for the season. Like, there's no point in me playing for a national championship. I'm not playing for a national championship.
You know who said that
anymore.
Was Emmanuel Acho. And that was one of the dumber people in sports media today. The whole business decision. No, I said last week, he needs to play. Yes. Because you need to show however much talent you have, because those games where you played good teams, he hasn't shown out. So you need to put as much good stuff on tape as possible. You need to put up 50 points every week against whoever it is regardless. You can't shut it down.
I don't know.
He's on one. I saw that report about how he's like wants a reports say that he wants some ownership stake in whatever team that drafts him. It's like, buddy,
he's hey man, he's calling a shot. Yeah, I heard that too.
So it's Eli
bold.
Manning 2.0.
Again, if that's a report that is true, it's that bold. Is just, like, buddy, take a snap first. Dear God.
Well, in the talk about him skipping the rest of the year, it's like, how good are you? You're not that great, and if you skip 5 games, I don't know a team that should be giving up a first-round draft pick for you. That's just, it's like, all right, you're a wussy. You're not a competitor.
Yes, I'm with you.
I don't know what else to say.
And the last game, one of my least favorite things that's becoming a weekly occurrence is Washington playing terribly against teams they shouldn't for like 2.5-3 quarters, and then being like, let's play.
We're better than them.
That's right. I thought we were just as bad as them. No, wait, we're a lot better. Let's score a touchdown here and another one, and now we are winning by 9 points or 14 or whatever. Like, this is the fourth straight week that they have played a game where they have had to escape, essentially. Yeah, the Arizona one, the score is closer than that game actually was. But Oregon, Arizona State now, this game against Stanford, like you gave up 33 points to Stanford. It's starting to get annoying how close Washington has been to losing a few of these games, and they still come out on top, which, I don't know, whatever, speaks to their resilience.
I think they're bored at this point. Like, I feel, no, seriously. I feel
so good that they're bored. They're playing with their food.
If you're Washington, like, at this point, all of the, with the exception of USC, and you know, they're just giving up points left and right. So USC, we don't really believe in Utah like that anymore in that offense. Oregon State might be the toughest game they have coming up, you know, on their schedule at this point. And like, if you're USC, or excuse me, if you're Washington, I think maybe you're just a little bored at this point. This has become easy for you. And so I'll turn on the Jets when we're ready.
All right, rapid fire. Here's your schedule for next week. Arizona State at Utah, 11 a.m. kick. Then you got Cal at Oregon. You can hear that right here on The Fan. Kickoff at 2:30. Coverage for that starts at 10 a.m., I believe, here on The Fan. Biggest game on Pac-12 slate, Washington at USC next week down in L.A., 4:30 kick. Stanford at Washington State next week. Oregon State, the Beavs, they get to play Deion, Shador, and the Colorado Buffaloes in Colorado. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff, Pac-12 after dark. And then UCLA at Arizona, 7:30 kick next week. Boom! There's your Pac-12 slate next week, your recap of the weekend that was, and I hope you are turning on Red Zone or your game of choice while keeping us on your radio dial or your phone or your smart speaker or however you listen to Football Sunday, because we got hour two coming up. Let's start with the NFL as we do. Let's start with the Seahawks. We do that next. Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker.
Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.